Good morning. Let's come to order and go on the record, please. I'm Charlotte Mitchell, Chair of the Utilities Commission. With me this morning are Commissioners Brown Bland, Commissioner Gray, Commissioner Klutfelter, Commissioner Duffley, Commissioner Hughes, and Commissioner McKissick. In compliance with the State Government Ethics Act, I remind members of the commission of their duty to avoid conflicts of interest and inquire at this time as to whether any member of the commissioner has, whether any member of the commission has a known conflict of interest with respect to matters coming before us this morning. All right, the record will reflect no conflicts were identified, so we will proceed with public staff. Water, item P1, Ms. Castleberry, you are up.
Good morning, Gina Castleberry with the Water Division. Item P1 is docket number W354, sub 386. On July 28, 2021, Carolina Water Service Incorp of North Carolina filed a letter with the commission requesting authority to amend its tariff for the purpose of passing along to water customers in High Vista Estates in Henderson County an increase in the cost of purchasing water from the city of Hendersonville. The public staff has reviewed the current rates and recommends that the company be allowed to increase its usage charge for water service by $1.32 per thousand gallons, increasing the rate from $3.40 to $4.72 per thousand gallons. The public staff recommends that the proposed order be issued, approving the recommended tariff revision.
Move approval of the recommendation.
All right, it's been moved by Commissioner Brown Bland that the item be approved as recommended by the public staff and seconded. Motion was seconded by Commissioner Gray. Any questions, discussion on the motion? Hearing none, I will call for a vote. Indicate your support for the motion with an aye and your opposition with a no. All in favor, indicate with an aye. Any opposed? All right, motion carries. We will proceed now to public staff. Water, item P2.
Item P2 is docket number W354, sub 387. On July 28, 2021, Carolina Water Service Inc. of North Carolina filed a letter with the commission requesting authority to amend its tariff for the purpose of passing along to water customers in Riverbend Estates subdivision in Macon County an increase in the cost of purchased water from the town of Franklin. The public staff has reviewed the current rates and recommends that the company be allowed to increase its usage charge for water service by 60 cents per thousand gallons, increasing the rate from $7.50 to $8.10 per thousand gallons. The public staff recommends that the proposed order be issued, approving the recommended tariff revision.
Move approval of the recommendation.
Okay. It's been moved by Commissioner Brown Bland and seconded by Commissioner Gray that the item be approved as recommended by the public staff. Any questions or discussion? All right, all in favor of the motion indicate with an aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, motion carries. Thank you, staff. We'll proceed now to public staff supplemental item electric P1.
Charles A. Akpang with the Public Staff Accounting Division. Supplemental electric item P-1 refers to a request by.
Would you please pull the microphone closer to you? You just pull it off. Thank you.
Okay. Supplemental electric item P-1 refers to a request by Western Carolina University in docket number E-35 sub 54. In this order, in docket number E-35 sub 53, dated February 9th, 2021, the commission approved WCU's request to file an application for a mid-year adjustment to adjust rates to reflect the impact of the proposed DEC coal ash settlement. On July 20th, 2021, Western Carolina University, WCU, filed a request to refund to its customers a refund to rates of an overcollection from Duke Energy Carolinas LLC, stated that the total amount of the refund was $464,959 and ask for approval of a supplementary EPA EMF refund rate decrement of 0.02283 per kilowatt hour for bills rendered from August 1st, 2021 through January 31st, 2022. The public staff has reviewed WCEU's filing and recommends approval subject to the inclusion of interest to the ratepayers to reflect the period of time for which WCEU has access to the overcollection. The inclusion of the interest to ratepayers increases the total refund to $480,458 and increases the rate decrement from the company requested 0.02283 per kilowatt hour to 0.02359 per kilowatt hour. WCEU has reviewed the public staff's calculation and agrees with the inclusion of interest and the public staff's calculation of the total refund and rate decrement. The proposed order is attached as exhibit number P-1.
Move approval of the recommendation.
All right, it's been moved by Commissioner Brown Bland and seconded by Commissioner Gray that the item be approved as recommended by the public staff. Any questions or discussion? All right, hearing none, all in favor of the motion indicate with an aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries. All right, thank you, Mr. Akpom.
Thank you.
All right, the commission has before it for approval its minutes of staff conference from August 6th.
Move approval.
Second.
All right, any questions, discussion on the motion? Are all in favor of approving the minutes indicate with an aye. Anyone opposed? All right, minutes of August 6th are approved. Any additional business for the commission this morning? All right, hearing none, we will be adjourned. Let's go off the record, please.